Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Hannah Marie Bloom, an honors political science and philosophy student, and we're talking to her, and she's in the US of A. Hannah, thank you for being with us this afternoon.
Hi. I always was going to say good morning, but it's morning here, but not over there.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's exactly the, it's actually coming into evening. Hannah, you're probably talking to a representative of one of the least diverse communities, Jewish communities in the world. I think we are so predominantly Eastern European, Lithuanian that there's barely anybody else. So when I came across your article, and the title of the article as published in the JTA is "My Mom is Japanese and My Dad is Jewish, Their Love is Not a Punchline," it really interested me. Why did you write the article and what were you hoping to achieve?
Well, given that I'm from Montgomery, Alabama, it's a really, really small Jewish community. Which already isolates me, but the fact that I'm Asian also further isolates me because it's not a common demographic. So when I see stories about Asian Jews, I don't see a lot of ones that are more personal, more nuanced, because I think, unfortunately, a lot of the work out there has to be more of exposure first. But I was trying to take this step and this article to first provide exposure, and then second provide a more personal note about the experience. Because I think too often there's a joke that Asian and Jews are sort of like meant for one another. And with this article, I was trying to expose how a lot of that is kind of problematic. And a lot of that is kind of deeply rooted in like stereotypes and the model minority myth.
Explain that. As I said, we come from a very homogeneous community, so we don't understand what the stereotypes even are. What are you trying to say with that?
So a lot of the stereotypes, especially with Asian Americans, especially East Asian Americans, and some South Asian Americans in the States, is that they're very learned, meaning that they're educated, they're very, very smart, they're good at math.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very successful in that regard. And then that also translates to a lot of American Jews, that there's a stereotype that they're more economically successful. And that's also stems into some people making stereotypes that have become a little bit popular about Jews also being learned. So in my article, I tapped into a personal experience I had with a former college counselor. When it came to college entrance exam or college entrance essays, that's a huge part of getting into a lot of colleges in the States. And she wanted me to focus on my Jewish and Asian heritages because she said that they focus more on education and others don't. And if the thing is that seems like an appealing stereotype, and there's definitely both of the cultures definitely value education, but other cultures do as well. And so I'm sort of talking about how it's really common how the stereotypes of learnedness and education and being smart, good at math, and those kind of things are really weaponized against other minorities in the state, such as the Black or Latinx communities.
And the distinction you drew, because I read the article and I found it absolutely fascinating, was, you know, don't forget, Jews came over and had every single opportunity available to them, the American dream, whatever it was. Blacks came over as slaves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a huge difference. I think that a lot of people in the States, especially white communities, don't really recognize in the States that, you know, the minority experience is not monolithic. Characterizing all minorities as disadvantaged from the same means and the same roots is, I think, a gross mischaracterization. And when we do that, we're not able to identify the reasons why some minority groups are having a more difficult time than others.
Is there humorous side to this very interesting identity of yours? And where I'm going with this is I'm thinking, when I think about American Jews, I think of Woody Allen. I think of that absolutely frenetic, crazy, unbalanced, always frenetic Jew in New York City. And when I think of Japan, I think of like calming tea ceremonies. And I'm wondering, how on earth do you put these two together? What was it like growing up in your household?
It was definitely interesting. It's really fun. I think it's really fun, and I'm so proud of my identities. I think I outlined at the beginning how there was definitely some marginalization, and that there was this, I live in the Bible Belt, if that's not really clear. Montgomery, Alabama is in the American South, which is very, very Christian, mostly Baptist. And with those came attitudes where being Jewish is not the norm. And there are a lot of people who would want me to be Christian instead of Jewish. And so that mixed with being Japanese is also pretty confusing to people. But I think, you know, I offered or tried to sprinkle some humor into some of the sections where I said that, you know, I prefer my bento box lunches and not, you know, my friends like Lunchables, even though I was made fun of that. And I think, you know, it gave me a multicultural, you know, aspect to my identity, which I treasure for the rest of my life and for my entire life, which I think is pretty awesome. It's definitely hard for people to categorize. And I think it's difficult for people to categorize, you know, when they see me, but it can be fun.
Hannah Murray Bloom, I had a smile on my face for the last 7 minutes. Thank you so very much for your input this afternoon. What an interesting insight into, Jewish identity that we're not very familiar with here in South Africa. But thank you. Thank you so very much for talking to us on Chai FM.
Thank you for having me.